Okay, I apologize. I didn't have a chance to send the Marma Comas for the shir. I had a busy day at the Bez and just got home about a half hour ago, not even. And therefore, the shir is also not fully prepared. So we'll do our best per him anyway. So what I wanted to talk about tonight is the somewhat historical, a little bit, and halachic basis for some Purim practices, including the traditional, if you will, maybe debatable whether it's traditional, institution of a Purim Rav in the connection to Purim Torah and the progenitor of Purim Shpiels, and things of that nature, together a little bit about the practice of wearing costumes. So in terms of the background and the fact that there was this tradition, perhaps going back centuries, of a Purim Rav as the progenitor of Purim Shpiels and the like. So before we talk about that a little bit, the halachic origin, perhaps, at least in terms of minug, goes back to a comment that Tosas makes in Sukkah, and some of that is connected to a halacha in the Ramah in Hilchos Purim. So I do have a little bit that I can share for those of you who have screens or are able to get to the Zoom on your phones. So there's a Tosos in Sukkah on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara there has that Miyat Tinoko Shomtim Lulvayan, that on the last day of Sukkah, on Hashanah Rabbah, Machlokas Rishonim, do we read that as Miyad Tinoko Shomtim Lulvayan, that right away, as soon as everyone finished doing the mitzvah of Arba Minim, then the kids would throw around the Lulavim, or is it Miyat Tinoko Shomtim Lulvayan, that people would take the lulavim out of the hands of the kids and then throw them away? Says Tosfos, lulavi atinokos shomtin hagedolim yadan. So the gedolim would take the lulavim away from the kids. The ochlin esrogein shel tinokos, and they eat their esrogim. The poor kids would be left behind crying or not. The aim of davar gezel v'lomi shim darke shalom. It's not a problem with stealing from the kids, and it's not even not nice. El shikach nogu mo machma simcha. So they did that because that somehow was a manifestation of simcha. Kach perish bekuntres. That's Tosa quotes from Rashi. Somehow that's simcha. Yesh lilmo mikan l'osan bachrim sharochvin besusim likras chasan. And that may be a source of Tosos for those bachrim that would ride horseback at chasnos. And they would fence with each other, the Korin Bigdo Shel Chaveiro, and they would rip other people's clothing while they were fencing and jostling on the Kalka Lo Suso, or they would injure the horses because they didn't know what they were doing. Shame Peturit. Even though that sounds like a hezek, it sounds like they're damaging. Pater, Shekach Nogu Machma Simchas Chasan. Somehow that's included in Simchas Chasan. And Truma Sadeshen in Simen Kuf Yud, this is a Truma Sadeshen that discusses the practice, or justifies the practice, that is a practice of many Adi Yom HaZeh, to continue the Sukkah, the Purim Suda into the night, even though usually we would assume that Mitzvahs of Purim should be done in the daytime, right? That's a famous exchange between Yonasan Ibishitz and the Galach. And the Galach asked him, why is it that by the Jews, it's always the day follows the night, but a Purim, the night follows the day. And when it comes to the Nachum, it's always the night following the day. But when it comes to their Yom HaMolad, December 25th, or whatever was on the Julian calendar, they celebrate the evening before the day. So Yonasan Ibishitz famously answered that when it comes to Purim, the protagonist, the reason we're celebrating, was a non-Jew. So he followed the non-Jewish calendar. And on your holiday, the protagonist was a Jew, and therefore you followed the Jewish calendar. But the Jewish Sadashim was, by the way, the same problem. Why is it that on Purim, we have the Suda going into the Lila? So he justifies that, but he quotes in that context, Shamati merebeinu tuvia v'shem riva, shekol ma'achal chalochim abachrim zemizeh, afila shalob rishus, that the Bachrim would take food from each other on Purim, even without asking permission. Mishum Simchas Purim, and they do that because that was a manifestation of Simchas Purim. Mishas Kriyas Megillah Ad Laila Sudas Purim, Shehem Shnei Leilos V'Yom Echad. So we expand Purim even to the following night, Masai Purim. Ein Behem Mishum Gneva V'Lo Mishum Gzela. That even though they sounds like they're stealing. They're doing something that any other day of the year would be considered stealing. But on Purim, we don't prosecute. And this license extends into the night after Purim. Vein lasmid lebezdin, vein choshesh and alav. As long as they don't go to the extreme and go against the shul president and officers. So that's the Tumas Hadeshen, the same point that Tosis makes in the context of Sukkis and Achasana, Tumas Hadeshen makes in the context of Purim, that somehow there's a dispensation for people that engage in what otherwise would be non-permissible activities for the sake of Simchas Purim. And Chuvas Marimins, Simin Tesvav, extends this license. Not everyone agrees, but the Ramban makes mention of it at least as being on the books, even if not fully endorsing it. But the Marimins extends this Purim dispensation to, we'll talk if we have time a little bit later about the practice of dressing up on Purim, but extends this dispensation to potential violations of Beged Ish and Beged Isha, of having people dress up in a costume of opposite gender, which is a potential Isser Torah, and somehow there were dispensations for this on Purim associated with Simchas Purim. And this makes it into Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah in Simin Taf Reish Sadi Hei, Sif Beis, the Yesh Omrim, and the first point, the Im Hizik Echidus Chaveiro Mikoch Simchas Purim, Pater Milashalim, that if someone is mazik someone else because of Simchas Purim, he's pater from paying Tumas Hadeshen. I am Chashim Mishpat Din and Ezekin, the same thing in the context of a chasana. So there is this license to somehow be a little bit more flexible on Din and Ezekin and the like, and maybe even Beged Isha, that they're also quoted on the citation here on the screen for Simchas Purim. So at first glance, this is a little bit strange, because this doesn't seem to fit into our normal conception of Simcha. We talk about Simchas Yantiv. The Simchas Yantiv is Basar V'Yayin, or Simchas Yantiv is getting new clothing for your wife or candy for the kids. But this doesn't seem like the kind of Simchas Yantiv that we're usually used to. So in this beautiful new, relatively new, 3 years old already, say for Pardes Yosef HaChadosh on Purim, Rabbi Gamliel HaKohen, Rabbi Nav, it's not the Mekubal, but the, I think his cousin, the Mechaber of the Gamini Odecha series. So he quotes the following, Mar Mekomos, on this topic. This is Nos to Simon Reish, Tuf Reish Tzadivav, beginning on page Tuf Kuf Lamed Aleph. So he notes that it seems this point that the Simcha Purim has a different nature, a different context, a different flavor than generic Simchas Yantiv. Why should that be? He quotes from Sadek HaKohen, Sefer Likutei Ma'amarim, page Sadi Gimel. V'chein minag lasos kol minei schok b'parim, u'minag Yisrael Torah. Tehu al derech sh'ne'amar yoshev b'shamayim yischak Hashem l'ag lamo, v'schok gadol kasher nepach kivuyo shel rishayim v'umas ha'olam mehepech lehepech. That there's dafka, an element of having a certain kind of schok, just like it says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu engages in or expresses schok against the nations. So here, where everything was turned on its head, and the nations that tried to destroy us were in turn destroyed, so somehow that is an allowance for, an encouragement of, that pushes some kind of schok, that just like Kadosh Baruch Hu on some level engages in schok, so we imitate that in engaging in schok on Purim, so says Reb Tzadok. And he notes here in the Pardes Yosef, the Eliyahu Rabbi, I think, quotes this Gemara in this context. He quotes Sanhedrin Samach Dalet Amud Beis. So there the Gemara is talking about the Isser of Moloch worship. You're not allowed to sacrifice your kid to Moloch. The Gemara there says, Rava Amar, that when is this Isser of Avodas Moloch relevant? Ki Mashvarsa de Puraya. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Eino maviro biraglov, ela kofeitz biraglov. So, machlokas rishonim, does moloch worship meaning putting your kid in the fire or between the fire? So if it's not putting them in the fire, but between the fire, The Rashi says it doesn't mean that you're walking through the fire or between the fire. It means that you're jumping above the fire. Kofitz Baraglav, meaning above the fire, says Rashi, Kederach Shatinokos Kofsim Bimei Purim. Like the kids jump up on Purim. Shahaisa Chafira Ba'aretz Ve'esh Bo'erbo, that there is some pit and the fire is in the pit. And a Moloch worship doesn't mean you jump into the fire, it means you jump over the fire in the pit. So he quotes here, the Yaivis and Siddur quotes this Gemara as a makor to the Minig Yisrael to be marbe b'schok on Purim. We see in that Gemara that there was such a practice that even Rashi references as referring to the etymology of that term, Kemash Varsa de Puraya. Puraya is a reference to Purim, and the Gemara uses this term, according to Rashi, to describe some kind of jumpy activity on Purim. And he points out over here that Rashi's lashon is Shatinokos Kofsin Bimei Purim. So there it sounds like the kids were doing it. So does that mean that that's what the adults were doing too? Sounds like it's only the kids. So he quotes from the Sefer Manig, who says, Nogu kol Yisrael lasas meduras gedolos ilele purim. Sefer Manig is was from Provence. So he says, the minig of kol Yisrael is to make bonfires on Purim, not Lag Bomer. The kofsin aleya, and they jump over them. Vuhu mashvarsa de puraya. So it sounds like it wasn't just the kids, but the minig in Provence was that they would have bonfires on Purim, and they would jump over the bonfires for whatever reason, based on that Gemara in Sanhedrin. Right. So the jump, pardon the pun, from here to what we saw in the first Marmar Komos, the connection before the jump. The connection is that you see apparently that there's some notion of a Simchas Purim or Purim experience that extends beyond your regular Basar Yai, and that's the Machlokas, whether there's even a Chiyah Basar on Purim that's relevant to Hilchos Onein, and it's relevant to Hilchos Nid as well, for when there's a dispensation to Basar B'Leil Tefillah. But the Choshen Mishpat element is that there's an Adaita Dehachi, that if this is common practice and everyone engages in this practice, so there's an Adaita Dehachi that everyone's mochel if other people do it. So if someone's mazik you in this context, there's a Adaita Dehachi that anyone who's out in public in a situation where people are doing this, that they're mochel. So that's the Choshen Mishpat aspect. But the reason for doing this somehow is connected to such a notion of Schok and on Purim. So Rav Avadya in Yechav Adas Chelek Hei Simen Nun has a very sharp tshuva in which he strongly criticizes Minhag HaYeshivos of having a Purim Shmuel or a Purim Rav on Purim. Just the language of his the framing here, B'dvar HaMinhag Shenispashe Lachrona B'chuk HaYeshivos Shabakhra Yeshivas Bokrim Lahem Rav Purim Asher Ketov Libo Bayayin Mashmiya Divrei Bikoros Tokedei Atachas Albona Mishiyim B'divrei Hito V'Leitzanos Lachash V'Rosh Yeshiva V'Amor M'Mechanchim. So they make fun of the Rosh Yeshiva and the Rebbeim, the teachers, and everyone laughs. And is that a good thing or not? So Vadya thinks it's not a good thing. But in terms of the history here, or that which he says, that it's Minash and Espashet Lachrona, there is definitely evidence of such practice going back to Europe for potentially a while. There is in the Chidaz a Sefer Ma'agal Tov, which is his travel log, his travel diary from the years that he spent traveling Europe as a Shlucha de Rabbanan to raise money for the Kilos in Eretz Yisrael, when he traveled all the libraries of the world and all the communities of the world. So this is actually quoted in some of the Marmar Komos we're going to quote now. I found on the Osar Chachma forum, and one of the Sfarim they quoted is Rabbi Yehoshua Leib Maimon / Fishman, who was one of the early Mizrahi leaders. He was the one who tried to reestablish the Sanhedrin, the Bar Pluks, if you will, of the Briskarov and that he was the one who was really pushing for Chiddush HaSanhedrin and other things that that many found objectionable. But he has a book, Chagim Moedim. He quoted this Sefer Magal Tov. He also quotes he doesn't have the source. So I don't know where it comes from, how reliable, but he quotes a representation that Rav Yonason Ivishitz, when he was a bar mitzvah bacher learning the Shiva of the Panim Meiros, so he was chosen to be the Purim Rav. And they said that you don't have a beard yet, so they put a fake beard on his chin. And then he darshan Purim Torah, so he has 3 pages of the Purim Torah that Yonason Ivishitz darshan when he was 3 years old. Some of it's very good, but I don't know where he got it from. He doesn't source it. But he's trying to prove that this goes back centuries to the time of Yonason Ivishitz talking centuries ago. But in the Chidah, it sounds like he was in Amsterdam for one Purim. So he talks about the Purim Torah that they said over, he wasn't such a fan of it, but the Purim Torah that they said over in Amsterdam. And he then writes, if I understand them correctly, that the week after Purim, there's a whole big parade that all the Jews were going wild in the streets of Amsterdam. And he was kind of bothered by Lama Tisro, why are you making such a public scene in Golis, if I understood him correctly. And then he writes that he really wasn't feeling well on this Purim, and he got a stomach ache, and he was sleeping most of the afternoon, and the stomach ache bothered him for a number of days afterwards. But he talks about the Purim Torah there as well. So at least there's the evidence of such a misgaret going back a number of centuries in Europe. And there are the well-known stories in this one of these entries on the Osir Forum. He has 12 versions of one of the famous stories about the Purim Shpil in Volozhin with the Nitziv, where someone made fun of the Nitziv and his reaction. But there does seem to be such a representation that the notion of a Purim Rav went back to yeshivas in Europe. Also on this Otsar forum, he quotes the story in a sefer written by Rabbi Moshe Bloy from the Eda, early part of the 20th century, Al Chomosayach Yerushalayim. He writes about Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld that he commented that the reason for a Purim Rav was that in the source, Bahalacha, for a Purim Rav is that the Rav has to drink Adeloyada. So what's going to happen if he's drunk? He's not allowed to pass in Shiloh, so they have to have someone as a stand-in for him. If the Rav's not available, then you have to have a Purim Rav who's taking place, the place of the regular Rav, who's not able to pass in. So you point out over here that this doesn't really fit so well with the other famous story of Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, that he always had a quick Seder Pesach night because he knew that people would be coming to Shiloh, so he wanted to be prepared. And if he were to drink, he would be also to pass in. So he had a quick Seder so that by the time people would come with their Shilas, everyone else took a long Maggid. So by the time they got to the Shilas about the chicken in the pot, then he already would be over his wine. So he points out it doesn't fit. Then someone there pipes up and says, now the real context of the story was that Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld remarked that he's the Purim Rav, because the real Rav Yerushalayim is the Rav of Yafa, Rav Kook. But Rav Kook is shikur with his avas tzion, and therefore, in his place, I was asked to take over as the Rav of Yerushalayim. Okay. But be that as it may, and despite what may be a serious history of Purim Rav / Shpiel / this kind of engagement in Purim Torah or a possible late Sinus on Purim, so Rav Avadia is very opposed. He says, don't bring me a raya from Nezikin, from Hezagan Purim, because there, that's Beshogeg. No one intends to damage anyone else. It just kind of happens Mimela as part of the interaction. And he doesn't say that, spell this out, but it's a Daita Dahachi. That's part of the, it's par for the course. But over here, he says, "Ein safek sha'osim kei neshalim b'isra chamor, chamor. Gadol avanam in so, shem samim, rathresh yeshiva, morem, mechanchel, lag, And that's not right. He quotes the Meiri and Daf Zion of Abayz in Megillah and Chayev Inush Levesume Bipuraya. The Meiri says that Lonis Avino al Simcha Shel Holus Vishal Shtus Ela Visimcha Shel Tanuk.
That's the extent of simcha, but not at the expense of anyone else, not a simcha shel shtus.
It was the Shuvas Harivash, Simon Reishkoth, B'shem Arayvid, that even though it's true that a Rav Shemachal al Kvod HaKvod HaMachal, that a Rebbe has the right to be Mochal in his Kavod, so you'll say, okay, so the Rebbeim are Mochal on their Kavod on Purim, it doesn't work. That's only if there's no Bizayon. But if there's Bizayon, then Asr Limchol. And he tells you to look at Rich Dornbach, Moedim Isman, at the end of Chele Beis, Simen Kuf Sadi Aleph, the last Simen in the Sefer. So he also writes in the footnote. Says Rich Dornbach, Matsasi, Matsinu Makomo Safilu Lefamim Eitel B'nei Torah, Shekovim Yachai Mesiba Bepurim, Kedei lislotzeitz, v'afil me'arabanim v'tamida chachamir chmanu litzlan, v'ovrim az b'chamuros shebechamuros, v'isr b'izay tamachacham, ma'abim p'nei chaver b'ravim, lashahar v'chadoma, she'elam chelak l'olam haba. Especially the tamachacham hears and is mitzdar, misbayish, avon plili mamish, v'afil b'purim. So you can make fun of Haman and Amalek. Porkeo, that you should always make fun of. Maybe more so on Purim. But at Tamachachan, Timuvaza, Ein Lo Refuel Amakasa. V'chein K'sheri Yisrael, Asir Litzaram, Lubazosam, Afil Lurega, Gamba Purim, Shesh with Isra Torah. V'asatan Ba Bein Asmechim, Bapurim, Umora halacha shakala asurim hutrul yom zeh kol isurim hutrul yom zeh de levati lagami tochan yom gdush asa v'shala b'yom zeh shala rav. So the Yisra Hara comes and he tries to convince us that all bets are off, all no holds barred, everything's mutter. Chacham eina b'rosho l'besume v'lusmoch l'achol basu l'ishtos yayin v'leif sameach avabli chedu pesha shebezeh mekayim kalacha mitzvah sayom Kimo She Kasavnu. So quotes Rav Sternbach from a kuntris who makes this point. So that's where Ravadia is coming from. Ravadia also notes a story that I think it was the Shevet Sofer, the grandson of Chasen Sofer, is the Rav of Lublin. Apparently, he passed away right after Purim from a reaction to being made fun of on Purim. It doesn't quite have the source for that, but apparently there is such a story. So he quotes this as an indication that you have to be very careful. It's not necessarily a stira between what Rav Avadia writes and everything we said till now, meaning the appropriate, or at least the understandable role of a Purim Rav, a Purim Shpiel, a Purim Torah, is if it's done properly, not crossing boundaries. So Rav Avadia probably wasn't a fan of any Purim Shpiel or anything of that sort, but Rav Avadia's objections seem primarily to when it's done in the extreme. But if it's done in a relatively bukavadic fashion, so I don't think his objections are as pronounced. His conclusion is Haminuk Shin Espashe Bakwan Bukuke Yeshiva Shabakh Yeshiva Bokham Lara Purim, Asher Kitov Libo Bayayim Mashmi Bikoras Rosh Yeshiva. You should get rid of it unequivocally.
mitzvah limchos biyadam ashiv alim mina grazet. Shalahut to refer me al simcha shal mitzvah, below simcha shal holulos visichlos. The Yasra after the shtab de bimoshav leads himself. And he's not a fan of any kulas for Begadisha, which the Ramah's not a fan of either, but the Ramah at least notes that there were those that were nakel. So it seems that there definitely is a source for a different kind of Simcha and Purim than the regular Simcha that we're used to, whatever that source may be. And somehow that informs a certain laxity in consequences for Nezikin. But Rabbi Vadia's cautionary note is at least in order to be aware of that everything should be done within reasonable measure and a good taste, and not to overstep lines in possibly getting into serious averos of Habanas Panim and Bizayon, especially of Tamid HaChachamim and the like. Okay. Okay, looking at Berm.